I had only minutes to live. Soon the tides would rise. The waves of the sea would wash over the tiny islet upon which I had been marooned by the treachery of a supposed friend, and I would drown. How strange it was to find that I feared extinction. I, who have died once already, only to be reborn in the body of another. Mine must surely be the strangest story in all the annals of human experience. Born to wealth and social position on the distant planet Earth, I had traversed the abyss of space to become a homeless wanderer, a savage boy, lost and helpless amid the wonders and perils of an alien world. Chained to a cripple's body, I had learned to burst those chains that bind the spirit to its habitation of flesh. I had set my spirit free to roam the infinite wilderness of stars. For within that crippled carcass beat a warrior's heart, whose blood stirred to the siren call of adventure and mystery. Across the universe, I had drifted to a new life in a new body, upon a strange and marvelous planet which revolves about a star of green fire, a star unknown and unnamed by the astronomers of my native world, but a star under which such as I might find the life of excitement, bravery, and battle for which my spirit had been forged. In the body of the warrior hero, Chang, I had loved and won the love of Niam the Fair, princess of the jewel city of Fallon. And in defending her against her enemies, I had fallen beneath the treacherous blow of a coward's knife. I had gone down to the black gates of death, leaving my beloved princess alone and helpless in the power of her enemies. But the love I felt for Niam the Fair proved stronger than death itself, and from the portals of his dark kingdom, I had come back to dwell in a second body, that of a savage boy named Karn of the Red Dragon People. In this second incarnation upon the world of the Green Star, I had found new friends to aid me in the search for my lost beloved. Zarka the Kalud was one, an alien being, tall, gaunt, and golden-skinned, nude, sexless, and bewinged. The last survivor of a pre-human race which had ruled this planet in former ages. Zarka became my ally and my friend. Janshan of Fallon was another, the bold and daring young princeling who had quested through the extremities of the world to find the lost princess of his realm. By a strange trick of fate, it had been these, the winged man and the Fallonese noble, who had set my princess free from the temples of Arda, and not I. For I had fallen captive to the assassins when fate sundered our company. But even in that grim fellowship of thieves and murderers, I had found a friend and companion in the assassin Qui-Gon. Grinning, sly, ugly little Qui-Gon. Within his homely breast beat a hero's heart, staunch and loyal and courageous. Together we fled from the treetop city of Arda, seeking to rejoin Zarka and Janshan and my princess. But among the world-broad forest of the sky-tall trees, we had become irretrievably lost. In the depth of the night-black gigantic wood, where enormous worms slither through the unbroken gloom, among the tangled roots of the tremendous trees, we had fallen captive to a repulsive race of albino cannibals who dwelt in noisome caverns tunneled beneath the ground. There we had met with Delgan of the Isles, or so he called himself. A blue-skinned man of indeterminate age, Delgan was a slave, as were we. Together, we three had escaped from the albino troglodytes and won freedom, but at the price of my eyesight. For in battling the monster Nithog, giant worm god of the savages, I had been blinded by an explosion of light. So intense had been that burst of brilliance, I feared my vision would be forever impaired.